I'm speaking with Don Healy from Richmond. He's a director from the Richmond County Historical Society, and he has a special event that he's going to be telling us about that may be of interest to everyone in the community. Welcome, Mr. Healy.
Thank you for having me on.
How are you today?
Oh, fine, thank you.
That's good. So can you tell us a little bit more about the event?
Yes, actually, it might almost be described as two events, but they go together.
Mm-hmm.
On the 26th, the last Sunday of this month, we're having our pancake brunch. This is an annual event as a fundraiser for Historical Society.
Right.
And we're also having the AGM following the brunch. But in between the eating and the meeting, we will have as our guest speaker this time Dr. Desmond Morton, a retired professor of history from McGill University, and he's probably one of Canada's foremost historians, especially on wartime history.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be speaking about the experiences of disbanded soldiers from Harriet's army after the War of 1812. Frederick George Harriet is recognized as the founder of Drummondville,
mm-hmm.
and he brought with him a band of soldiers. I don't remember how many there were, some of whom were British, some were Irish, there were a few Swiss, there were several nationalities, even a few Germans.
Wow.
And anyway, at the end of the war, these disbanded soldiers were given a choice of free passage back to England or free land if they wanted to try their luck at farming and staying here. So most of them chose the free land.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out not to be quite as generous a gift as it might have appeared in the beginning.
And why was that?
Well, the land in the area from which they had to choose is very sandy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not good crop land, and especially in those days, of course, a lot of that would have been wooded land.
Mm-hmm.
And an old neighbor of ours used to say, if you have a piece of land that a pine tree will grow on, don't try to grow any crops on it.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it's usually sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was very sandy soil. But something else happened, and that is that there was an eruption. I think it was Krakatoa in the Philippines, a volcanic eruption, which created such a tremendous cloud of dust that a good deal of the Western world had two or three years in which they had very little sun.
Mm-hmm.
So 1816 was the worst of those. It was so bad that summer that they had a snowstorm in July.
Oh, really?
So you can picture, here we have a bunch of people who were not farmland people to start with,
mm-hmm.
trying to clear land, grow crops, and get some source of income, and then getting whomped with this terrible condition. And so they had a really rough time of it.
And here we think we have bad weather
now.
We've had a late spring, but even way back then, it was they had problems like that too.
Exactly. Now, it was so bad that several families, after two or three years or perhaps a little more, decided to try their luck farther upstream. By upstream, I mean up the St. Francis River.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get up to about Ulverton, the land becomes quite a lot more fertile.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be focusing on here now is some of those families that went through that experience. And my wife's family, her maiden name was Husk, was among those settlers. And in another couple of weeks, on the 8th of June, we're going to take a cavalcade, and that will be as many cars as needed, mm-hmm. Depending on how much interest is shown,
mm-hmm.
to visit some of the spots where these people tried to put down roots.
Is that right?
And so this cavalcade will take us, it'll start from our own museum in Melbourne,
mm-hmm.
and take us to Drummondville on probably the slowest ride anybody's ever had since motor vehicles were invented.
And will you take the whole day to do this?
No, but we'll take most of an afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do as well, and this is a stroke of luck, at St. George's Church in Drummondville, which is where Frederick George Harriet is buried,
mm-hmm.
They're having a fundraiser of their own, a barbecue, on that date. They do this annually.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to try to get to that spot by late afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That will be our end point anyway. So anyone who wants to will be free to stay and get in on their barbecue,
mm-hmm.
for whatever price they charge. So anyway,
and this is going
to involve then stopping at several places along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one very interesting geographical oddity in all of this, and that is near what we now know as St. Nicephore, there's a very, very pronounced crook in the river, which out into which a point of land, sometimes called Point Allard or the Duck's Head,
mm-hmm.
Projects. And some of these farmers were out in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be visiting a spot or two there, and it's quite interesting that when you get out into the Duck's Beak, locally known as Le Bec du Canard, you feel as if you're driving on an island, because you have the river on your right and you have the river on your left.
Oh.
So we're going to be able to stop right at the apex of this point of land,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting geographically,
mm-hmm.
and it was interesting historically as well.
Well, it sounds like quite an interesting day. Now, as far as the May 26th event goes, is that when the speaker, Dr. Morton, will be talking about this?
That will be on the 26th, on the Sunday,
okay.
The last Sunday of May.
And then this other event that you explained, this will be in June?
In June, on the 8th,
okay.
Yes, on a Saturday afternoon. And our pancake brunch, of course, is a Sunday, then the speaker, then the annual general meeting,
mm-hmm.
of the society.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a very, very interesting time.
I think it will be.
Yes.
And of course, I should have thought to mention that a lot of this route that we're taking was taken in the other direction by the Abenaki Indians,
uh-huh.
In the earliest days. And so anyway, it's an interesting part of the country, and one that we haven't given enough attention to, I think, until now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what made you think of doing this?
Well, in the last couple of years, there's been quite a lot of talk about the War of 1812 and its importance to this country.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I went last summer to hear Dr. Morton speak on another aspect of that war at the Georgeville Historical Society meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And never knowing enough to keep our mouths shut, we approached Dr. Morton to see if he might come and speak to our society. And he's agreed to do that. And we're really grateful, because we know he's very, very knowledgeable on this subject.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much for sharing this with us today.
Oh, not at all. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
And good luck, and hope you have a great day.
Well, thank you, and you too.
Okay, then.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.